For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Maya Nugent, a sophomore forward out of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. And Maya, first of all, how good is it to be back out on the ice and to be on the road?
Oh, I mean, our first road trip just feels amazing, like being together with everyone and just getting used to everything. So, I don't know, I'm just excited to be back out playing with all what's going on right now.
With everything going on, things are kind of different. Talk about the roommate situation on the road. Are you rooming with people that you actually live with and on campus, or how does that work?
Well, a lot of players are rooming with people that they live with on campus or players that have already had COVID. So I'm with Claire, who's had COVID in the past, so just to help so no one else gets it, and just in case there's a spread.
Talk about the line you played on with tonight, Callie Forsberg and Gabby Smith, two freshmen. What have you seen out of those two?
They're both smart players, good with speed, and I just love their creativity, and I think we work well as a line together.
Your team comes to Mankato. You get on the scoreboard first, that goal scored by Paige and assisted by Claire, and then they strike in the second period, and they scored twice there in that second period. They came out buzzing in the second. What was it about Mankato that you guys weren't able to hold them off?
I mean, they're really good at pressuring, so we just have to be on the puck quicker than them and make sure, like, no odd man rushes, like if there's a loose puck, make sure we're the first players there.
You got great goaltending today by Kerrigan Dowie.
Yes, amazing.
Talk about how she's been progressing. Obviously, last weekend you split with St. Cloud. Today she stopped 27 plus the four in the shootout. How amazing is she back there?
Oh, just a brick wall, I'd say, honestly. She's been playing really great.
Well, of course, you expect to see that out of a senior. She's had a lot of experience and has kind of been biding her time waiting for the starting position. Have you seen her patience show up out there?
Yeah. She knows where the puck is at all times and is just knows how to make the right plays in the right situations.
That third period, no scoring. Your team is tied up 2-2. Nerve-wracking as you guys get down to the final seconds with the penalty called against Mac Lange, one of your best defenders. What was kind of the game plan there late in the third?
Late in the third, we were just trying to get the puck out quick, make sure that all shots are blocked, make sure Kerrigan can see the puck at all times, and just try to defend our net.
Then you go 4-on-3, 3-on-3, overtime. The 3-on-3 overtime is something different this year. What have you guys practiced as far as the 3-on-3 leading into the season, as far as getting ready for overtimes being 3-on-3?
Well, in practices, usually on the weekends, we'll scrimmage and we'll practice doing 3-on-3 and just making sure that we're covering man on man when it comes down to those situations, and like always play defense first.
Then you guys go to the shootout. You get to shoot first. Is that nerve-wracking?
Yes, a little bit. But in my head, I like was trying to know what I had to get done, but it was close.
It was very close. And, of course, I know I've seen you do the shootouts in the pregame, the practice. You're quite the sniper. do you feel a little bit of extra pressure when you're out there?
A little bit, but I try not to think about it. Just try to keep deep breaths and not worry too much.
Maya, on to some fun questions. What is your major?
My major was exercise science, but I just switched to community health.
Okay, what are you hoping to do with that then? Do you know?
I'm actually not quite sure. Something in the nutrition field.
Okay. Hobbies outside of hockey?
Hobbies outside. I like to snowboard, water ski, anything outdoors, running, climb trees.
Don't tell coach.
Oh, yeah. Nope.
Are you a little bit adventurous then?
Yes, very.
Favorite thing to do when you're on the road?
I think just like being with the team. I know it's like hard right now, but like just enjoying the time that we have together.
Favorite pregame food?
Pregame food. I'd say bananas.
Good call. Coffee or tea?
Definitely tea.
You're not a coffee girl?
Negative.
Okay. Dogs or cats?
Dogs. A little bit allergic to cats.
Do you have dogs at home?
I do. A golden doodle.
And what is your golden doodle's name?
Hattie.
Hattie. Awesome. All right. Now back to serious stuff, hockey. What's it going to take to beat Mankato tomorrow?
Well, just keep up the pressure because they're a fast team and skilled players. So just try to keep control and poise in their end and defend our end.
Good luck, Maya. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Kelly.